Welcome to our listener podcast series, where we are introducing you to our council candidates for the upcoming election. And this time we introduce you to Councillor Carol Taylor. Hi, Carol.
Good morning, Lee. Good morning, listeners.
Okay, let's get into the first question here. The same question that we have given to everybody to start this. Why are you running for a seat on the Toowoomba Region Council, and what do you bring to the table?
I've still got passion for my community. I love my community and I feel I've still got something to offer. I have 24 years experience, four of those as mayor, and I have a diploma in local government administration, which allows you to understand what is in council's region, the restrictions and the legislation that we run under, but also how to advocate with state and federal government.
A second question. What do you see as the number one issue that faces the Toowoomba region right now?
The number one issue for this council going forward, and probably will be for more than one term, is our financial position. If we don't have some extra funding for the Crestbrook Dam upgrade, which is mandatory, the whole of our budget will be affected, including our roads, our parks, and all the things that we love to have in our community. So it is most important we get some outside funding. And if we don't, we're going to have to look at levels of service. And that won't matter who's around the table. That will be something that will come through as we have to do this upgrade.
On the other side of that, question number three, what opportunities do you see for the Toowoomba region over the next 4 years?
Well, there's tremendous opportunity. We've got the largest and most rich agricultural region in Australia, as a matter of fact. And it's booming and going into a lot of innovative practices. We have opportunity to try with other levels of government to get the main highways upgraded. But there's also the Olympics coming to Brisbane, and that we've got suggested qualifying games here for soccer. And in recent times, it's been moved that we've had an opportunity to advocate for our showground to hold the equestrian events, which makes perfect sense. We're in the perfect place for that. All these things will bring money, opportunities for business, hotels and other things into our community, economic benefit in all of those areas.
Our fourth question. And you would well know Toowoomba is more than just the Garden City. So how do you go about representing the greater region?
Well, I was a councillor for Kambuyu Shire, the most beautiful area in our Toowoomba region council area. Marginally, because but I was also mayor out at Kambuyu. We were a very well-run shire, the oldest settled area in this TRC region. I'm embedded in local communities. I come from Dirranbandi, live most of my life in Gundawindi, so I'm very, very much in touch with the rural areas. I think we need to empower our people out there. Councils don't make community, communities make community, and community needs to get on board with the people who are trying to engender that sense of community and progress their communities. We need to enable them to do that, and I believe that's how it should work.
And our final question, coming back to something you mentioned earlier, question five, would you support raising rates to help pay for the inevitable upgrade to Crestbrook Dam?
Well, Lee, it's like your home budget. You don't go bankrupt. 44 councils in Queensland are financially at risk. We will need to pay for this some way. And if we don't get outside help, then our community is going to have to wear that. And we need to speak with them, bring them with us and make them understand why it has to happen. We have no choice. The fact is that the standards have changed. It's mandatory we do it because those two big dams aren't in our council area. So it's not our people that are at risk. It's the people further downstream, and we need to do what's right. But we do need help doing. If we don't get that, there's only one way. We have to pay for it. And that will affect every other function of council.
And just finally, an opportunity to add anything that you would like voters to know about you, your platform or the region.
Well, I think most people know me. I stand for the whole region, the regional rural areas. I have a Facebook page, Councillor Carol Taylor, and I'm number four on the ballot sheet. I'm very privileged to have represented you on this regional council for 16 years, 8 years for Kambuyu, and I don't take your support for granted, and I appreciate everything that has been offered to me, but I ask you to support me for one more term. I'm number four on the ballot sheet. Carol Taylor, thank you.
Councillor Carol Taylor, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Lee.